What advice do you have for parents who are considering whether to give their child or teenager a cell phone or a smartphone?
I think you have to consider why you're doing it. Smartphones are very expensive, and they are little computers. They can connect to the World Wide Web. They have applications that are not always appropriate for teenagers, and they can do things and access content that we can't always control as parents. You have to first take a step back and ask yourself, why are you getting this device? Are you doing it to keep up with the other kids, or is it providing your child something that they truly need? I don't really believe kids need iTouches and iPhones in high school, yet a lot of them do. Now, that said, as parents get their own iPhones and have the last generation of iPhones sitting around, if you have an older teenager at home in high school, they may be mature enough to handle it. If you have a junior or senior in high school, those kids are pretty mature, and I think the best way for them to learn how to handle a smartphone device is with you at home before they go off to college. So for the older teenagers, a smartphone may be an appropriate device because in college, they're going to come in handy. They're going to use those applications as educational tools in college, and even the older high school kids are starting to use those educational applications in high school. Some of the educational applications, especially for kids who are driven students, they use those apps. They truly do. So if your kid is a driven student and those apps are providing a benefit beyond just the recreation of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, an iPhone or some sort of smartphone device may be appropriate. But for a younger high schooler or middle schooler, it's a lot of information and distraction. So I would tend to shy away from those devices initially. You may want to test the water with an iTouch. See how your child does. Can they handle the amount of information? Can they work with you on limits so you can say to them, shut it off, we're having dinner now. Put it away, don't take it to school, because at school it's a prime target for getting stolen. So you really have to make sure your child is ready for it. I don't believe in middle school a child needs more than a basic cell phone. It's a great way to communicate with home. Kids really are starting to be more independent, and there aren't public phones around for kids to access to call home if they miss the bus. We have to be realistic. The concept that, oh, well, they can just go into the school building and call home, that can't happen in every school. Sometimes the kids leave the school building and the doors get locked. Sometimes a cell phone is needed. And for kids who have medical problems, I think a cell phone is especially crucial, even in elementary schools. But you still can get basic phones, a phone that's just a phone. However, I will throw out there that all phones now come with cameras. So you do need to sit down and talk to your child about the appropriate use of picture taking, make sure they understand what is an appropriate picture to take, and if they can get texting and email on their phone, you really do have to talk with them very specifically and concretely about cyberbullying and sexting, because they will likely get some picture or communication that is upsetting and inappropriate, and they need to know how to handle that.